Chris and Luke, whose nickname is on the way.
Yeah.
And, of course, holdover from the last show there, Seth Spotwell. I understand you're going to stay with us a little while. And then
I'm going to hang out for a little while, then I'm going
to
go eat.
You're going to go over to...
Spotlow.
What did I say?
Well.
Did I say that? No. What? Now, why would I say that? Why, who do I know named Spotwell? I sound like somebody out of a Dickens.
It sounded like somebody dropped a pin.
Spotwell. Yeah, he's like a detective. He was like Sherlock Holmes.
It looks like I should have that stash.
Yeah.
What?
I say Spotwell.
It looks good, man.
In my day.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
He needs a pipe. No, you're fine.
A spot.
Man, people have called me way worse.
Oh, me too.
And to make it even better, it's Spotloe.
Well, I knew that.
I
just don't know why I did that. Uh-huh. Spotwell. That'd be your, when people start calling you that, they're listening to you on the radio. I don't know why I did that. I was doing comedy at the Comedy Zone, and we had this comic come in, and I could not. It was Frankenheimer. I called him Frankenberger, Frankenstein, everything but the right thing. He started calling me Nancy.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Yeah. When you call these guys up, you better call them by the right name.
I got to the point where I actually had it. I actually wrote it on my hand. Like Sarah Palin. I'm like, and here he is, Seth. Spotlow. So, how is everybody?
Good.
It's a Wednesday. It is the January the 8th. Elvis's birthday today. He would have been 85 years old.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people who say the king did not die that day in 1977. If anybody could have got away with it, I think it would have been him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm thinking it got him because he was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, he had a drug hobby.
Yeah, he had a big one, too.
Uh-huh.
Big, big drug hobby. And he did not, as a rumor...
He didn't die on the toilet.
He did not die on the toilet.
He fell
off the toilet before. I'm serious. He was down. And I think his whole deal was, Elvis pretty much... he did what he wanted to do, and he slept in the daytime, and they stayed up all night playing music, and him and his cronies and stuff. And so he was dating, I think, was it Ginger Allen at the time? Well, take my word for it. I think her maiden name was Spotwell. it was Ginger Allen, and she said Elvis's last words.
I'm going to the bathroom to read.
That is it. That is it. And he did, and she evidently she was napping, and she woke up, and he was not back. Went in there, and there he was. He was gone.
Well, she could have lied and made it sound better.
She could have. I say,
hey, now that's a good woman.
Yeah. I go now unto the porcelain throne.
And I'm going to go take her.
I shall be back. But he had his problems, just like anybody does. He got caught in a trap. He got to be to the point where the man could not show his face in public because everybody knew him and everybody wanted to touch him, talk to him,
That's miserable.
That was the thing. People said he might have faked his own death to go away. I don't know. I think I've mentioned this to y'all. I've got a movie called
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep.
Yes! Hotep.
Yes!
And that is the whole premise of the movie is that he is Elvis, and he's in a nursing home in Louisiana, I think, or Mississippi
or
something.
It's Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell plays Elvis, and he traded places with this guy who was a really, really good Elvis impersonator. And so he goes off. He's living the life. He's going fishing. He's having a good time. He becomes an Elvis impersonator. Well, the impersonator is the one who, died. And so he was getting ready to come back and tell everybody, look, this is what happened. And he's living out in this little trailer court, and his trailer blows up and burns up all his stuff. So he's out doing the Elvis thing, and he falls off the stage and breaks his hip. And he winds up in the nursing home. And Ossie Davis is John F. Kennedy. Of course, now Ossie Davis is a black man. And so Elvis pointed out to him, said, Mr. President, you're a black man. He said, what better way for them to disguise me? And so some ne'er-do-wells have stolen a mummy from a museum, and they crashed the bus that they're in the bayou, and this mummy comes to life, coming up in a nursing home, sucking the souls out of old people. And the only people that know this are Elvis and John F. Kennedy. And they join forces to fight the mummy. And it's a real good movie. It sounds like it's out there, but it's a really good show.
I've never heard anybody explain it as good.
I've seen it 23 times. You need to get,
but it's awesome. I love it.
It's a great movie. It really is. And Ossie Davis is really the one that made it, because he was, what better way to disguise me, young man?
Bruce Campbell did a great job.
Oh, he did do a good Elvis.
He looked just like Elvis. He got the chin. Uh-huh. And he told him,
don't make me use my stuff on you now. Come on. and the mummy had on a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and a kerchief. It was out there. There was people obviously smoking something. But speaking of legends in their own times, we do need to talk about David Ernest. He may be calling us any minute. I got a call from him a while ago, not later. I like I went back in time and talked to him. But he called me
Great
this afternoon.
Scott.
Yes, he's in Mexico right now.
Ooh.
And he was still on the ship when I talked to him. And he said he was going to try to call back. I'm sure they're going to get into some merriment. Now, you know how festive those folks down there are.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of tequila and you.
Yeah, well, they've had that fiesta. I mean, the siesta. That's where you take a nap. And then they're good till about 11 or 12 o'clock tonight, you know, which I'm all about that. Siesta.
Oh, that's what I did before I came up here. I laid down in LaDonna's office on the floor and took a nap. People kept coming in there, and I'd be like, hi. It just scared the crap out of them because they didn't see me on the ground.
I've slept at the radio station before, usually during bad weather.
Right.
Especially when we were in Texas, because we had an F5 come right in.
Golly.
And we were on the radio. We were broadcasting and everything, telling people to be careful and all that kind of stuff. So caught me a nap in the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to call David if you've got some questions about your money, your finances, your retirement, your 401ks, your IRAs. He can roll all that stuff into something, and it'll start making money for you right away. Phone number is 279-7431. 279-7431. Call him today. I know he's down Mexico way, but you can leave him a message. He'll call you when he gets back. He may call you from Mexico. Huh. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
So how is everybody?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I can't complain.
Good. That's
I haven't
good.
Had any coughing problems, so.
Yeah, now, your coughing is better.
It's better now.
Yeah, but you got hold of some bad Taco Bell earlier, though, didn't you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just Taco Bell in general.
I like Taco Bell, too, but sometimes, you know, I'm getting to the age where things want to kill you. things you've been eating since you were 15 years old, you're going to die from it now.
Okay, speaking of death and tacos,
death and tacos.
I went to Burger King earlier.
That's a Fellini movie, isn't it? Death and Tacos.
Yeah, I went to Burger King, and I was hungry. Yeah. So I ordered 5 Burger King tacos.
Golly.
Not just one.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's just as bad as you would think. They were terrible.
They're not really good.
Are you going to dig one out of the trash?
No, I'm looking.
That's where I need to put them.
I got a drinking problem. I can't find my drink. They're not good. They're like they're deep fried or something.
Oh, man.
Then they get cold and they're...
And then the meat is already sauced, and the lettuce is just hamburger lettuce. And
it's like it's not even like a taco. It's like a, what do you call it? They're sealed?
A chalupa.
Like a Hot Pocket or something.
Oh, man. I ate all 5 of them, but it wasn't good.
I never will forget they had, the news thing came out, and they were talking about the BTK killer, you remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bind, torture, kill, yeah. And they were talking about it. I said, what is that? And they said, it's a guy, he's kidnapping these people, torturing them, and killing them. I said, I thought the Burger King had a new sandwich. And a lot of people didn't like that.
That's funny.
But let's see, anybody ever have a chance to see Elvis?
No.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not a big Elvis fan, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know,
I was 9.
We'll let you hang around anyway. But the thing is, I believe Larry Stevens, who's going to be here tomorrow night, I believe Larry actually met him one time.
Really?
And a young lady that I used to work with, down in Dothan, she actually paid somebody to sneak her into where he was wherever it was that she was.
Right.
And like in the movies where you get on the little cart that our room service is bringing, and she got to meet him. Of course, he probably did not remember it at that point.
My dad met him.
Did he?
Yeah, he was the manager of the Admiral Sims down in Mobile.
Yeah.
And he had, like, rented out. He was down in Mobile doing a gig and rented out, like, the top floor, and the air conditioners went out. And that's how my
you
dad
told
got
me
to
about
him.
That.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't cool.
No, it wasn't. It was hot.
Well, hey, man, well, it's hot up here. How you do something about this? Everybody, get the Colonel Tom's sweating over there. And, you know, that was something I did not know until recently. Elvis... he never played outside of the United States. He did play in Hawaii,
right? Mm-hmm.
But he never went to Europe. He never went anywhere else. You know, he was over there when he was in the army.
Yeah.
But
Germany, right?
Yeah. But they believe the reason he did not do that is because Colonel Tom was kind of shifty,
right?
And he thought if he got out of the United States, he might not get back
get
in.
Get back in.
So, you know, he never went. But the thing was that when Elvis did the Aloha from Hawaii, and I'm trying to remember what year that was. I can't remember, but it was like a billion people. It was one of the first big satellite things, you know, that they broadcast.
Right.
And so they said a billion people saw Elvis at one time.
That's nuts, man.
That's crazy.
From back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of myth and lore around his death. It's like his tombstone, his name is misspelled. You know, his middle name is Aaron.
Right.
And it's got two A's in it. And so he spelled it with one A.
Oh.
And that was supposed to be, he's not really there.
I saw a thing on the Book of Faces that said they saw a ghost at the place he was born.
Yeah, you can tell it's Elvis because he comes up.
Wendell J. shared that, too.
Does he?
You should believe him and not me.
Yeah, he comes up and he goes, oh, boo.
All right. On that note, I'm going to go eat.
Oh, okay. Man, I hate you got to go, but I understand, you know.
I'm hungry and I'm wore out, man.
Sometimes,
I'm sorry. You got better guys than me.
You work today?
Yeah.
Were you out slaving and
all day, man.
Toting that barge.
Got there at 6.
Lifting that bale.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, look, hey, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good night.
Have
man.
A good
Take
one.
Care, brother.
Yeah.
And Seth Spotlow. I'm Spotwell. Spotlow. I'll never know why I said that. Maybe I don't think I know anybody named that. But be careful going over there because there's other people out there driving.
Well,
you're going to Bumhower's.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell everybody.
Chicken waffles.
Yeah.
Waffles.
You know, I've never tried that. Hey, look at there.
I haven't tried it either.
I've never tried that.
It's amazing.
I'll have to.
The waffles are so crunchy, and the chicken has a little hot sauce, which I don't get. But
man, that sounds good.
We'll have to try it sometime.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just hold it together, fellas. 6:14. We would love it if you would like to call and talk about Elvis. Anything you any little trivia you know about him, or I mean, there's other people who met Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he did come here one time. No, I got my stories mixed up. Mm-hmm. It was Donny Osmond came one time,
right.
Another. The radio station across town got the sheets that were on the bed, and they snipped them up and gave them away as prizes.
That's hilarious.
But Elvis came to Montgomery. He came to the Coliseum many times.
Right.
Of course, I was just I think my mom and dad actually saw him one time.
I think one of my cousins was too young to go, and I think my dad went, and like she was mad at him like for the rest of his life because she couldn't go.
I believe my mom and dad told me that they Elvis did a lot of country stuff to start with. I mean, he was like on the Louisiana Hayride and all that kind of stuff, and they saw him at a show one night, and they got to see him. I don't know if they met him or not.
We got John on the line.
Not John. John, talk to me, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just going to point out that the movie that you were talking about, Bubba Tut or whatever it was, I just came across that recently while I was had nothing better to do on watching TV late at night, and I thought it was an excellent movie.
Oh, great, yeah.
My wife, on the other hand, thought it was ridiculous, but I appreciated it.
Well, you know, I think women pretty much, you know, stuff like that, they just take a pass on. Now, if it had, like, a part of a Hallmark movie in it, you'd have probably been okay.
Yeah. Did you mention you used to work in Dothan and radio?
I don't think I mentioned it tonight, but I did. I have. Yeah, I did years ago.
Okay. You were saying something about you had a former coworker that did something nefarious to meet Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Her name, she lives up in Huntsville now. Her name was Shannon O'Neill. And she worked at the station before I got there. And she left and she came back. And we did mornings together for a year or two, I think. And we've kind of kept in touch over the years.
So that was in the mid-70s?
Actually, that was in the mid-90s. I go back about, in radio, I go back about the mid-80s. But
I grew up in Ozark in Enterprise and familiar with the radio stations down there. I worked at, when I was out of the Navy, I worked at the fledgling Fox station in Ozark, WDAU.
I know what you're talking about. I used to sit in. You remember Farley Taylor?
Oh yeah.
Now
Taylor made Arbery.
Yes, that's right. Charlie Gilmore took over for Farley Taylor, and I used to sit in for Charlie, and he would actually pay me. He wouldn't pay anybody else, but he would pay me, and I never figured out. I never said nothing, but I never figured out why.
Yeah, that's right there with Charlie Platt and.
Oh, yeah.
Red Holland.
Yeah, Red Holland. Red Holland. Now he died. Come in, satellite. I'm sure somebody would know what we're talking about. Hey, John, appreciate you calling, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
Thanks a lot. And we've got
Ray Hodges.
I cannot see that. I got to get my cataracts fixed, and then I should be able to see through steel.
Right.
But who'd you say it is?
Ray Hodges.
Ray, you there, bud?
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Cannot complain. How are you doing? Everything good?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Chris Cleghorn wanted me to call in. I was in had some business in Memphis and knew Elvis and he and Priscilla.
Uh huh.
And of course, I had some health spas there and lived not too far away from Elvis. Elvis would come to the east, I think it was the East Gate then, and use my health spa there. He had a key, and he'd come after hours and use the facilities, and that's about it.
He probably brought several people with him, and when he came,
well,
didn't he?
We won't go into that. No, I'll tell you one thing, though, that was the Jerry Lee Lewis and Myra, they lived out there in Whitehaven close to us, and I gave Jerry Lee a key and at the same time, around the same time, and that didn't go over too well.
Yeah, so. I heard they kind of had a feud going on.
Yeah, well, I'll just say it didn't go over well, and so... I had a spa out there at Whitehaven, so I gave Jerry Lee and Myra a key, and of course they let us know, you know, if they came after hours, they wouldn't come during the
right.
And Jerry Lee would always go, every time he'd come over, he'd be soused up in his pajama stuff. Oh, me, but in 69, I had a real big party, their New Year's party, and Elvis came by, and I told everyone he's just making a brief appearance, and I told everyone that was there, if they asked him for an autograph or anything, I would fire him right on the spot.
Oh, man.
I knew that. So.
I mean, believe that.
Who else can say they had Elvis at their New Year's party? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's
Mr. Ray, how long were you in Memphis?
I was there from the 60s, and I left in 73, I think it was. Used to every evening after we closed, we'd always head to TJ's, and Ronnie Millsap was there, and of course, I think Priscilla would go to the Thunderbird occasionally. But
now what's the Thunderbird? Now is that like a club?
That's a nightclub that stayed open just about all night. And everything else would close down. Well, then that would.
That's where everybody went to finish out.
Head over, yeah. I'll tell you a funny story about Ronnie Millsap, though, by the way.
Okay.
You know, he was completely blind.
Yes, sir.
And they played one night there at TJ's, and then he had this date with this girl. This was his first date with her.
Uh-huh.
They went over to Thunderbird, And then when they got ready to leave, it was just, a downpour. And she had a hold of his hand, and they were running towards the car, and he broke loose and ran ahead of her and ran into the car. And it knocked him right on his butt. He lay in there, you know, in the water.
That ain't even funny.
He came over the top of him and like, I won't say that word, but said, you dang fool, I'll put dang fool. Uh-huh. You know, I told you to stop, and she treated him out real good, and Ronnie said that he knew then. He was laying there, and he says, I knew I was going to marry that girl.
There you go.
Everybody else babied him. But that's most everything else I know. I really wouldn't talk about, so I enjoyed talking to you. And,
Mr. Ray, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Call us anytime.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about, so I'm just trying to make it to 90. If I make it to 90, I'll call you back on my birthday.
We'll be waiting for you.
All right, thank you, sir. Take care, Mr. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know Mr. Ray pretty
well? I've known Ray for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who we got here?
David Ernest.
Not David Ernest. Hang on. Hola from Mexico. Hello, sir.
Well, I'm actually leaving Cozumel now, going to the other side of the island.
You know,
we're
going to
arrive tomorrow to the other side of the island of Mexico, Cozumel. But anyway, we had a good time today. Rode all over the island and looked at, you know, where the people live and shopped a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, if you live in the United States of America, you got to be proud that you're so lucky.
Yeah, because, I've heard it's a lot different down there.
Yeah, I saw a little girl holding a baby doll, and it was like probably a $2 or $3 baby doll in a box. And she was so proud of it. She thought that it was even like double. And just touched my heart, you know, but I'm glad she had her doll, but it made me realize how spoiled some of our children are, which is good and bad, but it also tells me how important it is to be a good steward of your retirement money and what God has given us.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I tell everybody that if they're looking ahead and they want to get with somebody that can really help them out with their retirement and how to plan it, they need to call you, David Ernest, 279-7431. And you can even call now. He's in Mexico, but he'll get the message and call you when he gets back.
He could help you with your dollars and your pesos.
There you go.
That's right. I'd be honored to talk to you. Anyway, we'll get back to dinner here and talk about what we saw in Cozumel. And hope everyone's having a good evening in Montgomery, Alabama.
We are.
The ship's kind of rocking here.
Don't fall off the boat now. It's bad enough you're not here.
We got some kind of bad weather out there. It's kind of bouncing around right now, but. I trust that these professionals know what they're doing, just like professionals in the retirement arena know what they're doing.
Yeah, if you go by the bridge up there, and you see a guy looking up how to drive a ship on Google, you might want to get off pretty quick.
Call us.
Yeah, call us. We can help you.
I will tell you something kind of funny. I had on casual shirt coat here, and some people, you know, didn't really have that. So I came around the corner, some kid said, "Are you the captain?"
son. Let me show you the ship here.
I said, I captain a ship. That's true. Parents were with me, they just kind
of
laughed.
He was a captain of industry.
The captain of prosperity.
Yes, that's him right there.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a wonderful night in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're here tomorrow night if you want to call. And if you don't, we'll talk to you Monday.
Gracias. Mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias.
And
de nada.
And mucho gusto to you. Thank you, sir.
Beans and this. Take care, David.
Hola. Hola.
Come on, stop. Bien.
We'll see you later, man. I'm going to mess up and say something ugly if I ain't careful. We'll see you later. Oh, there you go. David Ernest, yep. The magic of radio. Yeah. He comes to us live from Mexico. Yep. Oh, so we were talking about Elvis. We were talking about what else? Yep. I found, I'm always finding stuff on the Google, not the Google, but
on the Google.
On the Google, on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
And you sent me something today. And I thought about playing it. You know, maybe just take it it to the streets here. You know, this somebody took the
Beach Boys,
Barbara Ann, yeah. And did Bomb Iran.
Bomb Iran.
Now, I know it's pretty serious. Only person that got killed was the bad guy.
The bad guy, right.
But I said, I don't know. Maybe I'll be going out too far out on a limb if I play it. But if you've heard it, give me a call. Tell me what you think. And I found something else. You know, I think, did we talk about this?
I don't know.
You know what Ethan is, don't you?
Ethan, yeah.
I found a song.
I saw that today.
I can't believe I have been on this earth these many years and have never run across that.
What exactly is Ethan?
I don't know. Somebody does. I always saw the guys on Hee Haw.
Right.
And one guy was doing the ham bone, you know, where he's hitting his leg and his chest. And the other guy would just sit there and go, Ethan. And everybody just thought it was hilarious. Yeah. But this guy has got a whole song about his girlfriend named Ethan.
And his name was Perkins.
John Perkins. I saw that they did the thing back in 63. Mm. But somebody had made a video out of it.
Right.
And that's what really was real funny. But, you know, that's something else on the table that we might do. Got a couple of bits that we've done this week. Might throw those up back out there.
Right.
Just kind of coasting in until tomorrow night. We got Larry Stevens and Terry Adams coming in.
Man, I cannot wait to meet Larry Stevens.
You've never met Larry?
I've never met him.
Larry's a great guy. I've been knowing Larry.
Grew up in Montgomery listening to that station. And that voice and JC's and we talked about the haunted houses.
Yeah. That was the place to be around Halloween.
Yeah.
When
especially when you had a date. I mean,
you take your girl over there and cost what dollar or two to get in, and you know, and oh man, and they did it up so well.
Yep. Yep.
And just had a big old
waiting line all night. Oh yeah, and never even didn't care.
Nobody's out there shooting at one another, and you know everybody's acting. Well, we knew better.
Yeah,
we knew how to do at the end of the thing, that was about the time some of the Chainsaw Massacre movies come out. That's how they cleared out.
Go ahead. Well, I was gonna say, you know, the Friday the 13th were like really big then,
and that's what they would do. Luke, they would wait till everybody got up to that last little room. And they had these old houses, and I mean, some of them had 10, 15 rooms in it. Yeah. And you'd go through there, get about that last one, you hear, of course, they take the chain off of the chainsaw. Yeah, but I'm talking about whoever comes in there comes in with it wide open.
Yeah.
And that house cleared out. Yeah. And just people just laughing and carrying on. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. You know, they were doing that one up in.
I think they do like a hayride now and a few other things.
There was one up in Titus for several years. I think it was the police department, sheriff's department. Somebody put it on, and something happened. I think it was the fire code or something. The house just was like one spark, and it would probably just like it'd be gone, you know. So that got shut down. There's one you see them pop up here and there, but I tell you what, they got to go a long way
Somebody was telling me about one that where you ride around and you get to actually shoot paintballs at like people. Attacking.
I think that goes on all the time. Awesome. You know, that would be fun though.
A little interactive.
Yeah. Now we used to go down to the South Montgomery Academy hayride.
Okay.
And that was pretty good. We went out to that one night. And it was me and Donna and maybe one or two more couples, and we're going across this field. They're pulling this thing with the tractor. We're cutting along at a pretty good clip. And you look out, and the moon is full.
Right.
You look out across there. Here comes this dude in a white
jumpsuit
sheet.
And
on a horse.
Golly.
And he comes up beside the thing, jumps off into the wagon. Oh. There was much bladder leakage going on. I'm telling you, there was women screaming, men hollering. And then the dude jumps out, and it was so cool. Yeah. But now, though, I'm just sure liability insurance is just impossible.
It's got to be through the roof.
It's just impossible to get. I worked for a nonprofit for several years, and we would put these events on, and we had to have $1 million worth of insurance.
Right, just liability.
Yeah, and what you did is you called. They had it set up with this, and they figure it on, you know,
how many people you did,
and
you
what's
see
the chances something's going to happen, and you're actually covered for a few hours.
Right,
you're like, you know, your insurance is good from 2 until 6, and you better be done.
And after six,
you're on your own. And I never had to collect on any of that. That's how they do those hole-in-one contests.
Oh, really?
Is insurance policies. Hmm. Yeah, they figured the,
actuaries.
Yeah, what's the chances?
wish David was here right now.
Yeah, he could probably tell us. Yeah, but and you know, it could happen.
Yeah,
it could happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody could get that hole in one.
Yeah. I actually have a haunted house story.
You got a haunted house
last
story?
Last Halloween,
pull up a little closer there. You're doing
last
great.
Halloween. They had like a bunch of tents tied together as one.
Yeah,
and I went in there with my sister because she wanted me to walk with her. But the thing is, I'm a tall boy. And I kept walking into the tops of the tent and almost falling over.
How tall are you?
6'1".
I've always wanted to be 6'1".
Man, me too.
I used to be 5'8". Now I'm 5'6".
5'6", yeah. I started out at 5'10". I think I might be 5'8 and a half, 5'9".
I've got, what do you call it? Scoliosis. One of the many ailments is scoliosis. I got this curved thing in my back, yeah. So I could be in the haunted house. I could be the hunchback guy.
Well, he's been 6 foot since he was like five. Since he was what, 9?
I was 6'9" when I was 12.
Six,
I know.
6'9"? What do you?
When you were 9?
No, when I was 15.
I never was a threat. I never was tall. I make up for it by being broad.
Right.
So, 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. And, hey, you know, we do have those. There are a couple of our crazy bits and stuff that we did this week. Some you might not have heard.
I don't think I have.
So, I think I'm going to.
You'll have to just. Those.
Yeah, you'll just have to, you know, talk amongst yourselves for a minute here.
So, I kept walking into all the tents.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was laughing about it because
you're
I was
so intense.
Almost falling.
Right.
And one of the guys was like, "What are you laughing at? Getting mad that I wasn't scared?" And he shot me in the face with like an air gun that had like sand in it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like,
he was a dick downer.
We were walking out, and the sitter was like, "I'm so scared." I was like, "What happened in there? I can't see anything." Rubbing my eyes.
Well, I hate when that happens. Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of people, there were some people that used to do something like that out near where I grew up. They would do something every year at Halloween. You'd go up and you'd get some candy, you know, but they'd come out and scare you and stuff. We had one old guy that, and people knew he did this. He would sit on his roof with a shotgun.
No way.
Yeah, and he'd wait till about 8 or 10 kids gathered up. He'd shoot it up in the air. Of course, we'd all run away. We knew he was going to do it, but, you know. Let's see here.
That's like a different type of fear.
Yeah. That would have hog tied today.
Yeah, put him up under the jail.
Red lawed him or something.
Okay, here's one that we did this first of the week, I think. And this was, I ain't no singer, and I've said that, but this was something that we put together for our friend Joe Biden and his son.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Did you hear this one?
I love it.
Well, you're going to get to hear it again. Yeah. Remember, I ain't no singer, but I know what's funny. Sort of. That is me on guitar, by the way. Uh-huh. If you need a job, I know a place you should go, Ukraine. If you're dancing politics, they'll hire you real quick in Ukraine. Job's not hard, pay is high, go apply in Ukraine.
Hey, man, where is Ukraine at, man?
I don't know, man. Just keep singing. We're getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to close the deal, yeah, you got to itch Ukraine.
Ukraine, son of a
Ukraine. He got fired. Yes, they did. Ukraine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just secured an interview with Joe Biden. Mr. Biden, what did you tell the Ukrainians about the $1 billion?
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
And why did they back down?
I got hairy legs.
I understand you took a little backup, a little muscle to help convince them. Who did you take?
Corn Pop.
Well, why did you take him?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
And so the guy got fired.
Got fired.
And if you're accusing the president of quid pro quo, what is this? What makes it different?
I got hairy legs.
Oh, okay. Well, your mission was accomplished, and, well, here comes Nancy Pelosi. Maybe she wants to celebrate with you.
Jump on my lap.
Don't mess with me.
Oh! Well, that's going to leave a mark. Any final comments, sir?
I got hairy legs.
And the kids used to jump on my lap and rub my leg down. But I learned about roaches that jump on my lap.
Waiter, whatever Mr. Biden is smoking, I'll have some.
Hey, man, I found out where Ukraine is, man.
Where, man?
It's just above Slapout, man.
Well, we should go, man. I hear it's nice.
That was hilarious.
So I sit around in a small room and I make these things up. 6:38 now. And, call David Ernest, 279-7431. If you're not lucky enough to get a job for a gas company in Ukraine making $200-300 million a month, you know, not all of us are that fortunate. But you do have some interest. You've got your 401k, your IRA. Money ain't sadly left you. Something, you know, you want to make sure it's doing the best it can for you. So, call David, 279-7431. He will hook you up. He will get you involved in some of these products, as he calls them, and he'll take care of your money.
Yep.
That's a fact. 279-7431. You got any more funny standing around in a tent stories?
Not really.
That was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. I was in a haunted house one time, and bunch of the guys went, you know. Sometimes, you know, we just didn't get lucky and get dates, you know. We're just hanging out together. And I was in this, it was down here, the one that they had out by ASU years ago. The house is not there anymore. So I'm walking through there. Well, these hands kind of come up behind me and go around my waist. And I'm like, And this is about halfway through, and we got to where it was light, and it was this young woman who thought I was her boyfriend. And unfortunately, he was there, but there was no problem. I think they had gotten separated and everything, you know. But I gave her back, you know. But like I said, that was always fun. And the thing was, I know you might not remember this, but the thing was, the monsters would fly in from Transylvania. You remember that?
No.
Basically.
Well, yeah, actually, I do. I think I was a little kid when.
What they did is they got them on a plane,
right,
and brought them. They evidently brought them over from Atlanta,
right,
and they landed out there, and everybody would go out there, and they would come out. And I mean, this
didn't they have like the television? Didn't they like do like a spot on the news?
Oh heck yeah!
Showing them
it was big news.
Getting off, yeah.
And you could go out there and meet them,
right?
And I mean, you know, Frankenstein would come, and he'd be 7 or 8 feet tall, and it had a guy look like Dracula and a wolf man and a mummy, and everybody's running and screaming in there, and then you'd go home and see yourself on the news that night. But I mean, that was their big event of the year.
Yeah.
Was the haunted house.
That was the JCs that were doing
the
that.
The JCs, right. And I guess that is that organization.
I don't know. I've heard Larry talk about it a few times, but I don't think anything since.
And many is the time.
Yeah.
I have been back there in that where we do all the commercials and everything. Yeah. We always called it the inside radio. People call it the production room.
The production
room. And they're producing stuff. And I'm back there making scary sounds and making, you know, finding scary music to play and everything. So that was some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know. But those were always fun to go to. And let's see. You're a good bit younger than me.
I'll be 50 in March.
You're about 10 years younger than me. What did you guys do on a Friday night?
On Friday night, if we didn't ride up and down Atlanta Highway.
That was a law. You had to.
Then we'd stand in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
which my wife had a bunch of friends when she went to college in Savannah, mm-hmm. and she would bring these friends home,
yeah.
you know, on the weekends that, you know, were from Atlanta and Savannah, and, uh-huh. and they'd come home and they're like, y'all just stand in a parking lot?
Yeah, that's what we do.
There's nothing to do but stand in a parking lot.
Either that or go to Savannah.
Yeah.
Hey, looks like Crawdad's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Let us talk to Crawdad. I'm sure he's going to tell us something good. Crawdad, you there?
Man, y'all bringing up some memories today.
How about that?
I used to raise funds, do the thing for the JCs. I remember the haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time that I've ever had somebody make me stick my hand in a bucket of chicken liver. That was nasty.
Yeah. That's the thing I told somebody the other day. That's the thing about if you go fishing
right.
and you take chicken livers,
yeah.
if you don't catch any fish, you still got something to eat for supper. You just take them and fry them up.
No.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, those haunted houses, man, that was a load of fun. I guess it is liability issues why they quit doing that.
Oh, I'm sure now that it would be impossible mm-hmm. to get the liability for yeah. it.
I was going to ask you, you made me think of something. The theme song to The Munsters. Do you have that?
I'm sure we can find it here on the the YouTube here.
That thing was awesome. Anyhow, I just want to tell you I'm enjoying the show and Elvis's birthday, and somebody else who is nefarious shares the same day. Today, supposedly, I think it's Kim Jong Il's birthday too.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked anything up about him as far as his divinity on YouTube?
It was either Un's the son and Il's the father, right?
Right. That's that is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Now Il was born in
Iberia.
42, 43.
Okay.
Yeah.
And according to what they write over there, he was brought from the other side to here yeah. on the wings of a magical hummingbird. And he was like, oh, it's like he's revered over
right.
there. You know,
have you seen Un on the horse?
The white horse. You remember when they used to put the monkeys on the greyhounds?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
what
Lord.
I that's
yeah.
what I thought yeah, of when I saw it.
I'm telling you.
I wonder when Kim Jong Un got his first haircut. His dad said it looked good, and the kid said, "Well, I don't think so, Dad." And he got slapped in the head.
Yeah.
That's why he stuck with it.
He says, "You
bad. Make everybody have bad haircut.
I wish you let me get bigger, bold."
Yeah. I need a number 8 bowl.
I need a number 8 bowl, yeah. Yep. All right, Crawdad, appreciate it.
Hey, Crawdad, one quick thing. What's your favorite Elvis song?
Love Me Tender.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Love Me True. Yeah. Either that or Blue Suede Shoes. One of the two.
Those are two good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
How about that? Kim Jong-un haircut. And who we got here?
The Master.
The Master. Oh. Greetings, Master.
Greetings, and Warhawk greetings to you.
High Master Thespian. I feel honored that you're calling in, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, I'll give you a little bit more information about the whole J.C.'s haunted house thing.
Okay.
Back in, I believe it was 1973,
uh-huh.
in New Jersey, there was an infamous fire that took place in the J.C.'s haunted house. I think 6 people died.
Ooh, that's terrible. Man.
That's when the JC stopped doing the whole haunted house thing, because nobody really was following the fire code and
uh-huh.
all that. You know,
but
nowadays,
you know, it just seems like I remember going on here after
that.
Oh
yeah,
that.
It had to have been 84, 85.
Yeah, but nowadays, I mean, people make a lot of money doing those haunted houses.
Oh yeah, and you know, usually, you go out, you get just about everything donated.
Mm.
So you got real low overhead.
Right.
You just got to have labor and people show up to go through it, and you're good.
Yep, yep. But a lot of people don't realize that that's theater, because you got people dressing up like somebody that they're not, pretending to be a monster or a spook or something. You know, like, that's live theater.
And I do that every day.
And the thing is, you get people that just act so silly when they get in front of somebody doing like they're going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You got and they're like you said, they're acting. They're doing their thing. That's not really Frankenstein. He's in Slap Out somewhere. He ain't over here.
But you get that. You get in that mode where you want to be scared, and you Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
All right, man. Well, we do appreciate the call, man.
Absolutely.
My favorite Elvis song is Wise Men Stay, Only Fools Rush.
That's really good.
But I can't tell if I'm in love with you.
Hound dog. All right. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Have a good one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, call in with your favorite Elvis.
Sing us a little. You know what my favorite
sing us
one
a bar
is?
Too.
My favorite one is, and I love all these they mentioned too, but I love Promised Land.
Promised Land,
That's just a hop happening little song.
My buddy Scott Hodges, he loves Promised Land.
And remember, that's the one they did in Men in Black.
Yeah.
When they're in the car and they're driving through the tunnel and they get on the roof of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And he tells him, Elvis ain't dead, son. He just went home. 272-9228 if you'd like to call and sing us a little bit of your favorite Elvis song. Or, you know, he made like 30 or 40 movies.
Yeah.
And you can tell the ones that he made after he learned karate.
Right.
Because he did a lot of karate.
So karate was mainly like the 70s for him?
I would say so. Yeah. I think he got into it on in the 70s. Matter of fact, I think Priscilla ran away with the karate instructor.
Oh, really?
I think that's what happened out with that. And Elvis was he a sixth degree black belt?
I don't know.
Got high as you could.
And in
the karate thing too. Yeah. But he could do it, man. He was something else.
So what's your favorite Elvis song?
Favorite Elvis song? Yeah. The Promised Land.
The Promised,
Promised Land.
That is your ultimate favorite.
And then close second would be Suspicious Minds, I think.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there's a lot of the songs from the movies.
Yeah.
That they never really got big release,
right.
But they were released on the albums. Mm-hmm. You know, they put the albums out, and there's that If I Could Dream,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a real good one.
Yeah.
And you know, he's just a man. You know.
What about you, Lukey?
What about me? I don't really have a favorite Elvis song.
You don't have a favorite?
Yeah, I haven't heard a whole bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
So I can't really decide now.
I got you. Well, your sister loves that, what is it, Devil in Disguise. She's trying her best to play that on the, what's that little thing she plays?
Ukulele.
Really? Yeah. Now, your sister, you got one sister, right?
Yeah, one sister.
And she's 13.
13.
It was so funny. Y'all came out to the Christmas thing. And her hair is done right. Yeah. She's dressed just right. She's got her makeup on. And I said, well, she's just a little lady. And I look over there 5 minutes later, she's in the bouncy house. She's just having, I'm like, there you go.
She runs those boys.
Right there. Huh? Yeah. Is she in charge?
She's the one in charge.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yeah, she came out 30 years old. And,
well, there you go.
You know, pointing her finger and shaking it and. Y'all have been bad and everything
else. We're going to straighten up now.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That's it.
I'm here. 272-9228. Call us up. Sing us part of your favorite Elvis song. Let's see if I can find another one of these crazy things here.
I have to say my favorite is probably A Little Less Conversation. I like that song.
Have you heard the remix?
That's what I'm saying. That remix, I love it.
I've got that, and it's all the number ones.
Yeah.
On one CD, and then they've got that remix of that on there, and it is really good. Alrighty here, I gotta get these cataracts. No, I cannot see.
Cataracts.
I'm gonna change them in and get me a Toyota.
You know, half the guys have cataracts, and the other ones have Rinkins.
Rinkin Continental.
Yep.
Okay, well. I just can't see. I can't see to do this, and I'm getting aggravated, so I'm going to quit. We'll just finish it out here. We got plenty of time. David will be back Monday,
mm-hmm.
And he'll tell us all about his trip to Mexico and all the other places he's been. And tomorrow night, remember, it's Terry Adams and Larry Stevens is going to be here, and we're just going to have a big old time. I'm sure we can come up with something to talk about. Of course, y'all will be here, too. So,
yeah. And, what night is that?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, and we're all Friday.
Oh, yeah, man, tomorrow night. I try not to miss Thursday nights.
And
that's my favorite.
Friday night, we're going to be doing a rerun.
Right.
And it's already, I think it was the show we did Monday night.
Okay.
Is what I put
Yeah,
it.
I listened to that today. It was a great show.
Uh-huh.
Listening on the podcast.
It turned out pretty good.
It did. It really
and,
did.
And, hey, there's somebody calling. How about that? And let's see, we're still working on the new nickname for Luke.
For Luke, yeah, and we have a list now.
So. We do?
Yeah, I'll try to give it after the...
Have they been coming up with stuff at home?
Some of them are really funny, yeah.
And...
Barbara on the line.
Barbara. Barbara? Barbara,
hello,
are you
gentlemen.
There? Hey there.
Yes, sir. Well, I was going to tell you... A Little Less Conversation and Trouble are two of my most favorite songs that Elvis sang. I'm a big Elvis fan, and I love the, I call it a hymn, where he sings, If That Isn't Love. And I saw Elvis twice in Montgomery and once in Tuscaloosa, and it was the thrill of my life.
Wow.
Been to Graceland twice.
We've never gotten up that way.
I've been to Graceland once.
That's a bucket list.
Oh, man, it is awesome. You've got to go.
Yeah, we started up there one time. I forget what happened, and we never did get there. But that is something I definitely want to do. Because,
yeah, it's worth a trip. And they add stuff to it all the time. My grandson and I went up there, oh, gosh, probably 8 or 10 years ago, because he's 26 now. And... he must have taken 400 pictures up there.
They'll let you take pictures in there now?
Yes, well, they did. He was taking pictures in the house and you know, the museums.
I think it's no flash photography.
They might not let you do that.
Digital,
now.
You can get away right. with it, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I never realized it, but they say enough flash photography will.
Really?
It'll fade stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
They said, yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Probably would. Think about the number of people that are up there. But, It was a great experience, especially when I went with my grandson. That was super. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's not really that far.
No, it's not far. And the thing about it is, you know, you think of the mansion. Well, the mansion is not that big.
No, it's not.
It was an old church, wasn't it, at one time?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great experience, and I recommend it for anybody that liked him. So
All right. You
almost can kind of feel him in there, you
right.
know, it's kind of strange.
The essence of Elvis.
Uh-huh. Well,
I thoroughly have enjoyed this program tonight.
Well,
I always do, but this is special because I am such a big Elvis fan.
Barbara, do you know what Elvis's favorite cologne was?
Have no idea.
High karate.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
You believe that? High karate.
That makes sense. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, Barbara, we appreciate it.
Thank you,
Barbara. All right, y'all have a good rest of the evening.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Who's on the phone?
Tony.
Tony. Hey, Tony. Tony. Tony's on the phone. Tony, how are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing,
man? Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Hey, had to call in, listen to y'all talk about the King. Man.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the LPs, you know, had all the Elvis' songs. And during the summer, we were at home, and me and one of my little buddies, we were going to put on a show for all the kids in the neighborhood.
Did you get dressed up?
We dressed up like Elvis. I remember I went in there, and everybody was, you know, this was back in the 70s. You know, we was home running the streets all during the summer. But got in there and got in Dad's jewelry box and had all the rings and all on my fingers.
That's funny.
Up there on the stage, and we was, you know, singing along with the music and did a big move and slung all these rings over into the corner of the room. We all had to go over there and get Dad's rings back and everything. But a lot of fun. A lot of fun with Elvis. We got to go. Mom and Dad, we lived in Atlanta. And went to the City Auditorium downtown Atlanta. Went to see him, and when he came out, he came out on the side stage, walked down through, and then climbed up on the stage. And that's the area we were sitting in, and we were about 6-7 seats in. So we were toward the middle, and my mom had everybody shoved out of the way because she touched Elvis.
She touched Elvis.
Oh, and all great memories, man. Y'all brought a lot of that flooding back for me a while ago.
Well, man,
that's pretty cool, man.
We appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry, I was listening to you, but I was over here looking for something. I'm sorry.
I got you. What's your favorite Elvis song?
We lost him.
Yeah.
He must have thought we were done with him. I'm sorry.
I guess so.
I was looking for that. Looking for the one you like.
A
Little Less Conversation. Yeah. I think I have it, but I don't know for sure because they got so much stuff in here.
I got you.
We'll just go out with that. How about that?
That sounds good.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Remember, David Ernest, all your financial needs or anything wrong with your lips, call him. It's 279-7431. He'll be back Monday. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's conspiracy night.
That's
with,
right.
Terry Adams and Larry Stevens and the whole Hee-Haw gang. And let's see what
should
happens.
Should be an excellent show tomorrow
night. It should be. Thanks for listening to the Health and Wealth Show.
Thanks, okay. Rusty.
We got a guy watching TV here. This is... I don't know. I may have messed up here. Okay. It's gonna like blow up here in a second. I think. That's what happens when you kind of go in like that. Okay. Here comes. They're panning across the screen now. What? That's it.
There you go.
Yeah. Next time, Health and Wealth Show.
Grab your phone and let's start a war.